Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about NVK, the open source Vulkan driver for NVIDIA GPUs. It just received a nice set of patches just to make sure that this driver can work without depending on a specific underlying kernel driver, at least in the future. Right now, NVK only works if you use the Nuvo kernel driver, which provides the way for your user space driver, as in NVK, to talk with the kernel. But with this patch set, NVK should work, for example, with the potential new Nova driver that Red Hat is working on for NVIDIA GPUs once this is ready. It could even potentially run NVK on top of NVIDIA's own open source kernel modules that will replace the proprietary kernel modules that they currently use. Now, from what I read, this work also provided some nice cleanup of the code base with a few arbitrary limits being removed. And Faith Ekstrand, the lead dev on NVK, also said that this change could let them add other implementations to run on other kernels. So don't quote me on this because maybe I misread it, but it might also open up NVK to run on stuff like BSD, for example. This work has been proposed for Mesa 24.2, which should be released in August, meaning that for now it probably won't really have that much of an impact because there's not really another kernel driver available for NVIDIA drivers other than Nuvo, but at least it future-proofs NVK in the case of Nuvo being replaced by many other distros by something else in the future. So I think it's a good thing. It's cool stuff. I'm still eagerly waiting for some first benchmarks of NVK versus the proprietary drivers from NVIDIA just to see how things run. But yeah, this is pretty exciting for NVIDIA users. It looks like GNOME 47 will also have some HDR-related improvements on top of everything else that we already discussed over the past month and that has been announced. The GNOME devs have merged a 7-month-old merge request, which lets Mutter, the GNOME compositor, transform regular sRGB content into a format that an HDR display can display properly, all while keeping any previously displayed HDR content intact. So it's not like switching from HDR to SDR on the fly, it's displaying SDR content and HDR content side by side. GNOME, if you don't know, already has an experimental HDR property that you can try to test a few modes and try out some HDR content on GNOME. Plasma is not the only one to have done some work here, but GNOME seems a little bit less advanced. This property was introduced in GNOME 44, if I'm not mistaken, and it hasn't really evolved or been talked about since then. The fact that this new merge request for GNOME 47 is actually 7 months old probably means that this has been left on the back burner for a while the GNOME team focused on other things. But this will still be accompanied by some work on the color management front as well, which is sort of needed to make sure that HDR is supported properly. So it's cool. KDE still has the lead in HDR support because they actually do offer normal HDR support you can enable in the settings. GNOME really wants you to dig deeper into the experimental properties to try it out, and it's really not meant to be used daily, but maybe not for long. Maybe this is going to become a focus point for GNOME, and maybe they'll improve that as well. And finally, there's also a new version of Bottles, the app that lets you automatically create prefixes for wine and lets you run Windows programs on Linux, provided that they can actually run with wine and a few options enabled through WineTrix. This new version added support of DirectX 8 through DXVK, meaning that a bunch of older Windows games, and I'm saying really older because DirectX 8 is pretty old, those older Windows titles should run much better on Linux than previously, because previously they would probably have used Wine's own DirectX implementation, which mapped DirectX calls to OpenGL, and Vulkan tends to be a much better API, faster, and just giving out more performance with better support, at least on recent GPUs, than OpenGL ever was. Performance has also been improved as a whole through better handling of the virtual C drives that Bottles create for each program. and you will also get a few other improvements. There's an option to skip the checksum verification process if you want to install things faster at the expense of security. You will also have better handling of menu entries for the programs you installed through bottles. They will now only appear if the executable is actually available on your system. So if you removed something manually but didn't uninstall it through bottles, or if there was a problem while uninstalling a program, you won't have plenty of old menu entries that don't open anything if you click on them. Bottles is probably going to be the program I use for my upcoming trying to run big Windows programs on Linux video. This is a video I talked about when I asked you to vote on the topics. I'm going to try and run stuff like Adobe Creative Cloud, like the recent version of Microsoft Office, AutoCAD, I don't know, Acrobat, PDF editor, whatever, a bunch of stuff that is not game related, because game support is pretty much done, apart from a few performance hiccups and anti-cheat. The games themselves just run, they work. If there wasn't an anti-cheat problem, you could probably play virtually everything. But programs built for Windows have been sort of abandoned, and I wanted to try that out. So I will use bottles to do just that. And so seeing that they're getting some good updates is pretty cool. Okay, so this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, thank you all for supporting the channel, and I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!